Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our jaunt through Matthew 21, which is a long chapter, and we're in verses 12 through 17 in the Common English Bible, the CEB, and this is what it says. Then Jesus went into the temple and threw out all those who were selling and buying there. He pushed over the tables used for currency exchange and the chairs of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It's written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer,' but you've made it a hideout for crooks." People who were blind and lame came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and legal experts saw the amazing things he was doing, and the children shouting in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were angry. They said to Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," he answered. "Haven't you read, 'From the mouths of babies and infants, you've arranged praise for yourself?'" Then he left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I know this is one of the things I've thought about quite a bit as an author who writes about you. I don't want you to overturn the book tables, so to speak, and so I worry about it sometimes that when there's merchandising done off of Christianity, I can feel stressed. So I give you my heart, and I give you that difficulty, and I thank you that I know deep down in my heart, Lord, that this is not about money. But Lord, I also always ask you to search my heart and to know if there's a hurtful way in me or a broken way when it comes to thinking about merchandising in the kingdom. Lord, I know also I think about some of those times where I have felt used by other Christian friends who seem to only want to love me if I give them money for their product that they're selling. And so, Lord, I pray you'd help me to have grace for people that are walking through that, but I also pray you'd open the eyes of those who are using their friends for financial gain. And I know that's not what the kingdom is about. The kingdom is about prayer. I mean, you mentioned it in this, that the temple is not about a place of money exchange. It's a place of prayer for all the nations. And so, Lord, we take this moment to have that kind of prayer, to pray for all the nations, to pray for those who are suffering under difficult regimes. We pray for those who are being persecuted in their faith. We pray for those who are economically disadvantaged, particularly those who just are living on less than a dollar a day. We pray for provision, Lord, and we thank you that you see the tiny sparrow that falls from the sky and that you're more mindful of us than that sparrow, but you're also mindful of the sparrow. And so we thank you for that. You've numbered the hairs on our head. You are well acquainted with our ways. You know us when we rise and when we fall, when we get up and when we go to bed, when we were in our mother's womb. You wove us together there in the secret place. That there's no accident in us being created. There's no accident in us walking the crazy life that we walked before we met you. There's no accident in the family that we were born into, Lord. Your sovereign will helps us to understand that you will bring all things out good out of our circumstances for your glory and for our pleasure, Lord. And so we thank you for that. We continue to pray for our governments, those in authority. We pray that you would bless those in authority. We pray that our authorities would be fair and just and would take notice of people who are hurting or who have been harmed or are lacking justice in their lives, Lord. We pray for farmers, Lord. I know that that's been a really rough go of our farmers, especially here in the U.S., of suicide rates and things like that. Lord, would you be with the people who cultivate the earth? They're doing such a beautiful service to us, but they're desperate and in need of you and to know that you see them. Lord, we thank you today that you are the God who sees. You are the one that establishes strength through babies and infants, that their mouths praise you. We thank you that you didn't stay in Jerusalem to try to be all cool and in charge of everything, but that you retreated to Bethany to be with friends. And that just shows us that sometimes we need that too. In the craziness of life, we need to retreat and be with our friends. Show us when to do that, Lord, and help us to spend the rest of this day praising you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you are battling a difficult past and you want to kind of walk through some more healing, I have a 21-day email journey, and you can go to we2.org/21days. It's just the number 21, and you'll receive 21 days in a row, so like 3 weeks total, of some of the best practices that I've learned in the healing journey. And again, as I've said before, I'm on this healing journey right now. I am still on it. I have not fully healed. Sometimes I think there were moments in my life where I thought I was supposed to be, but I've realized this is an ongoing sanctification journey, and I'm not there yet, and I won't be fully there until I see Jesus face to face. I hope you're encouraged today, and please know that you're loved.